we get a Mulsey reprieve. He's off today. He has to be in a bad, bad way. I haven't even tried texting him or calling him today because he's doing the move into their new house. And Alex Mueller wears the pants in that relationship big time. So I can see her just bossing him around all day. Chris, move it here. No, not there. Right over here.
I went a catty corner. Put it over there.
Can't you lift that by yourself? Why aren't you stronger? Right, Craig? I mean, don't you think that there's...
Maybe if your muscles were as big as your head.
Wow. But he's a glutton for punishment. He won't fight back. He'll absorb it all.
True.
And stew in it. He won't... Do you agree with me on this, Craig? He will not... He does an incredible job. There's something in him that I can aspire, or at least not aspire to be, but take some of it from him and apply to my own life. He will take his L's from his significant other.
Of which there are many, and he just takes them.
He moves on to, he's on to the next week. He's on to Cincinnati.
Hey, you got to respect that.
Me, on the other hand, if there is something that I find to be an affront, I will let her know about it. And I turn into, it's like debate, like I'm on the air with her, she says.
See, that says Radio Andrew, that's coming out right now, I can tell.
You get that line? Yeah. Radio Andrew? Yeah.
You can never be wrong. Yeah, I get that. So, maybe you do this
Radio
long enough,
Andrew.
Arthur, you'll get that too. Your wife will start saying, is this Radio Arthur? But, anyways, I told you I had a hot take here. I'm not convinced Lamar Jackson is a great quarterback. And the reason why I say that is I am biased. Not because I'm, you know, in Pittsburgh and this Ravens are the Steelers' rival. It's that with the exception of one time when Baltimore beat New England last year and laid one on them, when I have tuned in to watch the Ravens in a big game, he hasn't played well. Even the Steelers game last year that Baltimore won in overtime, what happened in that game? Rudolph got his face mask knocked off, right? Wasn't that the game where he was like, he had to walk?
Yeah, that was that one.
There was a malfunction with the cart and he had to walk? That was one of the, man, he had some weird things happen to him last year. Yes. And that's one that just gets forgotten because of Myles Garrett.
No face mask, too. Helmet on, no face mask. Yes. Golly.
That was a sight to see. So, Duck comes in, and Pittsburgh's got a chance to win the game until Humphrey punches the ball out on Juju. Lamar Jackson had three interceptions in that game. That's got to be his worst. Statistically, that's got to be his worst game as Ravens quarterback. And it came against the Steelers, and it came against the second and third string quarterback. And Baltimore was lucky to win the game. The two playoff games, Arthur, have not been good for him. And it's not all on him, but just... I'm looking at what happened in both of those playoff games. They were down 23-3 to the Chargers in the second half. They were down to the Titans 28-6 in the fourth quarter. And he got his chance to redeem himself against Kansas City on Monday night this year, and they were down 27-10 at halftime.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I know what my eyes are telling me, man.
But why aren't your eyes telling you that in these games? What is happening
to him?
Because,
I mean, this is my thing. Anybody can pick out four games of whenever and say this is the storyline. To me, I look at it like, man, sometimes that happens. Sometimes you're going to have a bad game. The Chargers game, I don't even consider because the offense was nowhere near designed for him. And they had just played that Chargers team a couple of weeks prior. I want to say it was 2 weeks prior to them seeing them in the playoffs. So you already know. When it comes to playing teams back-to-back like that, it's always more difficult the second time around. So that's how I chalk that up. But in terms of the Chiefs game and then obviously the Steelers last year, we know where the Steelers defense was last year. So that's why even when we bring up him going against a second-string quarterback, he's not going against a second-string quarterback. He's going against that first-team defense that was out there. And we all know if the roles were reversed and Duck or Mason had to go against that defense last year, it would have got even more gory. So that's my only thing with that. The Chiefs, man, it happens. The Chiefs have found out a way to make everyone look bad when they play them. We can go down the list of dominant performances that the Chiefs have had. I still don't think that that's an indictment on Lamar. For the majority of the time we watch Lamar, Lamar looks great. It's no different with Ben. We can go to Brady. We can go down the list. And, yeah, they're all going to have games and sometimes bigger moment games because of how good their team is. And, yeah, it might not play out the way they would want them to play. They might have an off game. But that still doesn't take away from their overall greatness.
See, I think at certain positions it does. I think if you're an offensive lineman and you don't play good in a playoff game, it doesn't follow you around for the rest of your life.
Right, because for some reason we like to associate playoff wins and Super Bowl wins solely with quarterbacks when we know a defense could be the reason why you lose the game. And that has zero to do with the quarterback.
Absolutely. But that's, like, I didn't invent the rules. You know, like, I did not come up with that.
You decide to abide by them. That's right.
That's what I was just about to say. I will admit, though, that I look at the quarterback as having the most of any player on the field. He, in my opinion, has the most agency over whether his team wins or loses, more than the middle linebacker, more than the running back, more than the safety. Not to say that those positions are unimportant, but there's a reason why people say you can't win in this league without a quarterback, with very rare exception. So
I agree with that.
So those guys, just like, you know, NBA player that doesn't win a ring, until he does, that follows the guy around. And I'm not even asking Lamar Jackson, what is it? This is now his second.
Third year?
Yep, third year, but his second full year as Correct. The starting quarterback. I'm not even asking him to win a Super Bowl yet. I'm just asking him in playoff games or in games where it's clear measuring stick, the other team is great and you've got to beat them. To me, he has fallen way short. And that's why I think that particularly here in Pittsburgh, there is still a belief that he's not on Roethlisberger's level. That he can have an MVP award and he can have 35 touchdowns and he can have 1,800 rushing yards. But where is he in the big games? Yeah, he doesn't play defense. But
I think this is the biggest issue. And especially when we talk about Pittsburgh, we know number one, first off, in Pittsburgh, because this is Pittsburgh, we're never going to put Lamar over Big Ben. Just the bias that we all operate with, and that's fully understandable.
But I'm going to let you finish that point. Let me just say this about that. I don't have any hesitation putting Brady over Ben.
Yeah, but Brady's track record is drastically different. So that's why you can't even really compare the two in that vein because of obviously Brady's hardware and what he's been able to do throughout his career. I think with Lamar, because we do this all the time, right? We're always trying to crown the next king of the quarterback. So the guy who's the big dog in the division, who's the best quarterback. Yep. So we're always doing that. So that's why we debate Lamar versus Big Ben. But the problem is this, when we do this debate, we don't operate with the same variables. When it's Lamar, we will overlook the MVP and switch it to clutch performances. When it's Ben, we will talk longevity of what he's been able to do throughout his career, multiple Super Bowl championships.
No doubt. Everybody.
And that's why I feel like that argument is always flawed. Well, I mean, if we're talking 2020, it's a different conversation if we're talking for the whole career.
Well, right, because Roethlisberger's got 16 or 15 years on Lamar Jackson. There's no way that he can measure up to him
that way. But my thing is this, in the past two seasons, obviously, well, in the past 3 years, if we broke down just the amount of games that Lamar's played, the amount of games that Ben's played, and then we debate what is quote-unquote a big game versus not a big game, I don't think it's going to be that far off. That's where I'm kind of getting to.
Okay, well, then I would to me, though, in this is just how I feel. If I have to win a big game, and I would say Sunday's a big game, I would rather have Roethlisberger than Lamar Jackson right now.
And that's fine.
And that's fine, man. And that's not just because, you know, I'm in Pittsburgh and they're in Baltimore. It's because it's unshakable for me. It is hard for me to ignore that when you're saying, you know, you're cherry picking games. I'm picking two playoff games where he, for whatever reason, they get into these games and they don't play the same way. That's what's alarming to me.
When you say the two playoff games, we both know the context in both of those games are drastically different.
Okay, so what's the context
of Tennessee?
If you want
to talk about last year, without a doubt, you can 100% put it on Lamar. That first year, I just don't think that that's true.
So let's agree to disagree on that. What the problem with the Ravens in Jackson for me is everybody knows how their season finished. And then when they got into the same type of game this year against Kansas City, the same exact thing happened.
And we talked about it. It is Kansas City.
But 10 points at halftime? I mean, that's Arthur.
But this is my thing. They're going to find out in terms of what Lamar can do in big games. Obviously, he's going to have another opportunity this week. If they keep winning, he's going to have numerous opportunities. All I'm saying is this. They went, what, last year, 14-2?
Yep.
You don't go 14-2 without performing well in big games. And we talked about the Patriots game, and I like how you just gloss over that one.
But I see a lot of people.
But you glossed over it. You glossed over it.
I glossed.
To make it more of an impact on the other ones. It's like, no, he lit up the Patriots defense.
We'll gloss.
But here's the thing here's what separates me from everybody else. Other guys would have just not included, would have excluded mention of that name, and would have just kept his fingers crossed during the discussion that Arthur didn't remember the New England game. Well, that's what a lot of people, just being honest with you, that's what a lot of people in my shoes would have done there. Seriously. They would have just pretended like the Patriots game last year didn't happen. And that's why I had to couch it and say,
there was
this one exception where he went up against Belichick and Brady and beat the crap out of him.
And at the time, remember Brady and Belichick last, they looked invincible at the time. That defense, they were talking about, is this the greatest defense of all time?
Well, can I tell you something?
That was a conversation.